In every generation, there are people who have to make the ultimate sacrifice. We have hundreds of thousands of our brothers and sisters today in Gaza who are making that sacrifice, whose lives are being taken from them, who are being killed and murdered and massacred. But this is not a new tradition. This story is as old as the Ummah itself. And inshallah, in this series, we're going to be talking about the martyrs from the time and the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a source of comfort and inspiration. Amongst the first 40 people that ever became Muslim, the first 40 people of this ummah, there was a family. The family was comprised of the father Yasir, the mother Sumayya, and their son Ammar. They were people of a very humble background. Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha actually was originally a slave, and Ammar was born into slavery. But eventually they were freed from slavery, but they were still very humble, simple people. And when they came across the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were so touched and inspired by Islam, by the Quran, that they became Muslim. But the powers that be in Mecca at that time were not pleased about these lowly, simple, humble people, people who are supposed to be our servants. And these people are leaving the way and the religion that is approved of by the leaders. And so they decided to make an example out of them. And they started torturing them mercilessly, ruthlessly, day and night, day after day, week after week, month after month, years on end, they tortured them. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would oftentimes pass by, and while he was protected because of his family, he did not have the ability to be able to intervene and stop the torture. And he would have tears streaming down his face, and he would say, "Sabran ala Yasir, sabran, fa inna maw'idakum al-jannah." Have patience, O family of Yasir, be resilient, stay strong, because paradise is promised to all of you. Finally, there came that day. This was about 5 years, 6 years into the mission of the prophethood, that Abu Jahl, one of the leaders of the Quraysh and one of the most fierce and ruthless and nastiest people against Islam and the Muslims, he came and he murdered Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Sumayya bint Khubbat was her full name. He murdered her in broad daylight without any wrongdoing on her part, in front of her own husband, in front of her own son, her child. And she is the first woman to give her life for the sake of Allah, for believing in what she believed in, for standing in what she believed in, for refusing to give up the truth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in a very interesting moment, in the aftermath of the Battle of Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when it was confirmed that Abu Jahl had been killed in Badr, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Ammar, "Qatala Allahu qatila ummik," that today God has destroyed the man who murdered your mother. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them that you would all be reunited in paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite all those who have died and all those who have been killed in Gaza and beyond. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunite them with all of their loved ones in paradise. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.